I agree with most atheists. Yes, you did hear me correctly. I agree with almost all atheists. Because I don't believe in the God that most atheists don't believe in. Take Richard Dawkins, for example. He describes God as brutal and jealous and a racist bully of a God. He doesn't believe in him, but I don't believe in that God either. Ricky Gervais lost faith in a God who was some kind of cosmic policeman, a God that he described was made up by his mum to force him to behave when he was aged 8. But I don't have any faith in a God like that either. I don't know what you think about God. It may be that you believe in God. It may be that you don't. But the point is not, actually, do we believe in God or not? The point is more, which God do we believe in? But over the next 3 nights here in Costa, we're going to hear about what the God of the Bible says about himself. We're going to think about what he's really like, and I do think it'll be illuminating, exciting, potentially life-changing. So I hope we're all ready. God in the Bible is described essentially as a father. Whenever you look, wherever you look, at every moment in history past, when you look at God, you find a father enjoying relationship with his son. At every moment in history past, he's been there with his son, loving his son. I've got 2 kids. Jonathan is 1. Hannah is 3.
You see, the first moment that I ever met my children was a staggering moment. The first time that I held them in my hands after they were born, something amazing happened. You see, there was just this outrageous sense as I looked at my kids that I loved them in a way that I never thought I could love anybody or anything. I delighted it. I just stood there staring at these kids. It was amazing. There was something special about them, yet there wasn't anything special about them. There's one born every minute. But they were special to me. I delighted in my children in the way that I would never delight in anybody else's children. There was something amazing, something special, something brilliant. Now that delight that I felt in my heart at that moment is the eternal heartbeat of God. Every moment, the Father is delighting in his Son in that way. He said these words, "This is my Son whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased." So God loves his Son to bits. He thinks he's brilliant. He's always thinking about others. And as a father, he wants to be generous to his son. I want to be able to provide for my children, to give them everything that they need, but my resources are limited. But God's resources aren't. His generosity to the son is out of everything, limitless resources. He gives them everything that is good. God the Son is described as the heir of all things, of everything, the one who receives everything from his Father. So the picture we have of God is eternal, unchanging, permanent, every moment in history, a harmonious family of Father, Son, Spirit, where there's extravagant love for one another. And actually, that's the reason why we're here this evening. It's the reason for our existence, because God the Father loves the Son so much that he actually wanted to bring others into that same relationship, others into that same family. So the reason why God created isn't because he wanted minions to serve him. It isn't because he wanted some kind of slave to kind of look up to him. It wasn't because he wanted playthings to entertain him. No. He wanted to bring more children into that family to experience the same love that he has for his son. The pattern of God the Father's love for his son is the perfect model that is rolled out to all that God has made. So Jesus says this to go to the Father. You loved me before the creation of the world, and I will continue to make you known to people so that the love you have for me, you might have in them. Bono, the lead singer of U2, tells this story. He said this, "I had an amazing moment with my old man the first time he came to America. It was in Texas, and I'd organized with the lighting people to put a spotlight on him during the encore. And as the spotlight, I said, 'This is the man who gave me my voice. This is Bob Houston.' The light came on, 20,000 Texans were hooting at him, and he stood up and he just waved a fist at me. After the show, I heard footsteps behind me, Bono goes on. I looked around and it was my dad. His eyes were watering and I thought, this is it. This is it, the moment that I've waited for all my life. My father was going to tell me that he loved me. And he walked up and he put his hand out a little shaky. He'd had a few drinks, a little unsteady. And he looked me in the eye. And he said, son, you're very professional. Your heart breaks, doesn't it? Your heart breaks for that man. Because actually, the feeling that all of us have, the desire that all of us have more than anything else, is the need to love and be loved. And yet, God says to Jesus, I love you, and I want to share that with others. Have you ever wondered why it is we want to be loved? Well, it's because God has made us to enjoy his love. Now, it might be that the God that I've described just recently isn't the God that you currently believe in. But actually, I want to say four things just about the implications of this God. Because God is eternally relational, he's interested in others. He's not consumed with his self-importance. He's not just distantly going on with his own business, disinterested in all that's going on. No, he's obsessed by loving the world, by loving the people that he's made, and able then to get the most out of their lives. Because God is eternally loving, he really does care. It may be that you feel that God doesn't care about you for whatever reason. Yet even in the depths of pain and struggle, God the Father does care. Not in a kind of ineffective, empty, well, yeah, I care, but I can't do anything about the situation. No, in a loving, powerful, caring way, as the creator of the universe who cares about us individually. Because God is eternally generous, he wants people to enjoy the gifts that he gives them. He's not interested in limiting our fun and happiness. He's not a cosmic killjoy. As a father, I want the best for my kids, and so does God. He wants to get the most out of life, to love life. He's made the world around us. He gives us food to nourish us, friends to enjoy, coffee to savour. He's given us himself to delight in. That's what God is like. And then finally, because God is eternally faithful, he welcomes us back. Maybe we just think that God isn't interested in us. We might feel that we've let others down, even let ourselves down, let God down, whatever. We find it very difficult to think of ourselves as anything other than a disappointment. Well, God's eternal faithfulness means that no matter how guilty we might feel, how much we might feel we've disappointed him, God wants to delight in us. And so a story from the Bible to finish. It's a man who rejects his father. He blows his inheritance on booze and on girls, and he ends up in the dump, down in the dumps, homeless, working with pigs. He'd ruined everything. He was a disappointment to his dad. And at the very lowest point in his life, at the very lowest point he could get to, he turns for home. He thinks he won't be welcome, but he just hopes that his dad might let him be a servant in the house. But little does he know that all the time, his dad has been sitting in the front room of his house, looking down the driveway, hoping that he would see his son once more. And as he sees from a distance, the father then runs out of the house and he throws his arms open wide and he welcomes the son back into the family. He says, you don't need to be a servant, you don't need to be a slave, you're my son. Have my robe, have my ring, have everything that I've got. Let's have a party. You see, that's what the God I believe in is like. He throws a great big party because even though the son thought he let his father down, he was welcome home. The son is delighted in by the father. We are delighted in exactly the same way by the Father. This is the God I believe in. He's the Father who is for us. And surely a God that's like that is worth spending a bit of time finding out about. So come along over the next few days. Ask questions. Think more. and find out more about the God who really is.